as you know, this is monsoon season, and every year there's torrential rains across the country and across the region. And I think in this particular case, there was more rain in different parts of the region, plus, of course, the melting waters from the Himalayas coming down. And together, these produced a much, much higher level of water in the rivers. And as of end of July, the water was overflowing its banks. And progressively since then, the rains have not let up.
And could you tell me how exactly this affected the lives of people and the infrastructure of those regions that were hit?
Most of it has been affected by flooding, but some parts of the country have been very, very badly affected by landslides as well, connected to the floods. Most of the affected population have had their villages inundated with water, their crops decimated. Many have lost livestock. Those who were least lucky had their entire homes completely washed away. And those who actually have homes to return to, they're either very damaged or they're filled with layers and layers and layers of silty mud, which is so porous that you actually can't walk on it because you sink into it. Some people going home have been up to their waist in silted mud, and the only way to respond is to wait for it to dry so you can actually walk on it, because there's far too much of it to be able to shovel it out and place it elsewhere. And our big concern now, in addition to relief and the early recovery, is the food security situation, food security and clean water. Many of the ponds, for example, drinking ponds that villagers depend on, have been completely soiled or destroyed. Many of the wells have been, you know, polluted by the river waters.
Is there something else you would like to share with us?
Yes, I would, because I think that in the response to these floods, in addition to the unprecedented amount of water, we've seen an unprecedented amount of solidarity of the Myanmar people. There's been an absolute outpouring of compassion and caring and desire to somehow help their fellow Myanmar citizens. There's been such an outpouring that it has done two things. I think it's, first of all, really united the country in a very beautiful way. A country which is suffering from 65 years of civil strife in one form or another. And it's also shown to those people who are suffering how much the country cares for them, not only the country, but also the international community. One village woman that I met, she told me that she'd lost everything. And as she was recounting this, her face was calm and poised. And when I told her about all the relief that was coming in, and she could even see it because it was already in her village, it brought tears to her eyes. So this outpouring of compassion has been extraordinary. I think that's the case in many natural disasters. You see that around the world, but I've never really seen it quite so extraordinary as here in Myanmar. Myanmar comes number one in the International Giving Index, and they've certainly shown that that's very true.